Road.
Remember Terrence was in here last week telling everyone that we don't pay tax and all.
By accident. Tax man. Like just yelled, tax man's at the sitting up in his chair. He's like, what? They don't pay tax.
You listening to this podcast every week. 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, 5 o'clock on a Thursday evening, waiting for Spotify to update.
New episode of Talking More Bollocks. Boys, have news.
Sorry, can I just say Terrence sat up there? Yeah. Took a deep breath.
Yeah.
Got his posture ready. So this must be big on. Why did you sit up, take a deep breath and make sure your posture is perfect?
I was going to wear a suit and all in today, but it's a big day today. It's a big day for me. I want to watch a couple of films over the weekend.
I heard a rumour, but I don't know any more than that.
Right, so have you ever seen A Quiet Place?
Yeah.
How good?
Brilliant.
Bro, class. You, Calvin?
It's a film I recommend to everyone. If random person rings me and says, recommend the film Quiet Place 1 and 2.
Yeah. Boys, I watched them back to back and then I went to the pictures last night and seen the new one. Leo.
So it holds up? Yeah.
So I'd have, sorry, we're going to film reviews, we're going to the list down, yeah? A Quiet Place 1, 2 and 3.
4, 5, 6. In the list, steady?
No, I didn't mean that in order.
Oh.
Not in the list.
Oh, okay.
Not in the list, boys. No, but the 2, 3 and 4 on the list.
That's
but,
what I was meant. I thought you were 4.
Yeah, I watched The Shawshank.
Whoa.
Oh.
You can't just do that.
Boys,
you should. Can we cut this and like build up the anticipation there? You can't just bang.
Yeah.
Boys,
I thought like, the big build up at the start was going to be The Shawshank.
No,
that's
no.
Like me being like, yeah, so I went on a walk on a gauge and then went and got dinner. You can't just do it. You're supposed to like.
Boys, I watched The Shawshank.
Start to finish.
Start to finish.
Did you?
It's bang average. I'm only messing. I'm sorry, boys. I'm at boys. The blood drained.
I was leaving. I was.
The blood drained from your face, though.
I swear I was walking out.
I get it, boys. I get it. How long is the film? 3 hours? Give or take, isn't it?
2 in a bit, is it?
2 and a half, I think.
Yeah, boys, that was what was turning me off it for so long. The thoughts of sitting down for that long. But half an hour into it, boys, you never wanted to end.
Yeah.
Don't you know?
So much going on in it, isn't it?
What is your favourite part of the film?
When he gets out at the end.
Yeah.
When he crawls out of the tunnel.
That's the best part.
My favourite part in the whole film is when he gets out of the tunnel and he stands out with his arms wide open and it's pouring rain and the rain is cleaning the shite off.
See, when that was happening, I was just like, just run, will you? Because I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know whether he was going to get caught again. So he was like, mate, stop standing there with your hands. Just fucking run. Yeah. Up that river, yo. Do you get me?
That's the best part.
Nah, boy, see when your man gets out at the new 50 year.
Yeah.
And Brooks.
Brooks, boys.
Wait, Brooks?
Oh, Red. Yeah. Brooks.
Red.
Brooks. When he gets out at the new stretch, boys.
Mm.
And he was like, the world was in a hurry to move on and all because of all the cars. When he got locked up, there was he only ever seen 1 or 2 cars.
Yeah.
Boys, a little got me right in the fields that day. Unreal. It's number one on you. Obviously, you knew it was going to be. You knew it was going to be number one.
I don't know. Rush Hour 2 had some staying power there. Like,
Equalizer 3 is close to it. That close.
What did you think when, you know, when I was sitting in the yard and he says it to him, like, get busy living, I'll get busy dying, and he leaves. Do you think he was going to kill himself?
I can't remember that bit.
So you asked him for 6 feet of rope.
Oh, yeah. No, oh, you had a feeling he was breaking out, boys.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had a feeling. When he was asking him for that little yoke and all.
Yeah.
I was like, I know it's tiny, but I was like, what is he using it for? Do you get me? So I had a feeling where it was going. But I thought, before I seen the film, I thought like the whole film was going to be him getting locked up and then it was going to be a whole court case.
Mm.
Like the whole film was going to be like them going to trial and making cases for who did what. So that's what I thought it was going to be, but obviously.
And even the part when the young fella comes in and's like, I know who killed your wife, and they kill him.
Oh, boy.
This is great, because then we can just talk about the film. Like, it was hard enough to get him to do it, but if anyone out there has been listening and knows how long we've been dragging this out and they haven't gone and watched it, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, oh, you had to ruin it, I don't care. You had long enough.
The thing is, it wasn't like... People are like, you're building the anticipation, just watch it. I'm like, I just hadn't got the head to watch it, do you get me? Owen, I was driving, I was walking up Manor Street, I said it already, I was walking up Manor Street a couple of weeks ago, and a fella rolled his car window down and said, "Watch the Shawshank, you prick," and drove off. Like, didn't, nothing else. She get me? And I was like, "Mate, will you give me a break?" No, but that's, that happens all the time, man. You know, in a busy place, and someone will go, "Hey, you pissed in the shower," and yeah, like, loads of people are looking at you, and you don't have a clue who you're at. Don't know. I'm like, yeah, we all do now.
Come out. What did you think in the Shawshank when they're doing the roll call and he doesn't come out of the cell?
What did I think?
Mm.
Yeah, I had a feeling what was at the happening, and I could see the whole thing. Like, the very first thing that came to my head was the pictures on the wall.
Mm.
Remember, he had the big picture and then he had the other big picture, and I had it clicked.
Oh yeah.
Do you get me? I was on, even when he got the pictures and all, I was like, he's up to something, this cunt. I had it kind of clicked as it was going on, but it was still, when it happens, you're like, oh, he's had to get new. And then he's standing in the river and all with his arms out in the rain. I'm like, mate, just run. I was panicking at that, right? When I'm watching films, I'm like, this is what I'd do.
Yeah.
Do you get me? I'd be on towers.
But there's loads more to it. Like, even the part where he exposes the prison. What are they doing? They're washing money somehow, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. I haven't seen it in a long time. But he's washing money, and like, he takes the money that they were washing, uses that to help him start up a new life, and then sends all the foils to the paper, so the paper should stay in the prison. Lethal.
Class.
It's just all unfolded, and then Morgan Freeman at the end being like, "I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't care." And then they're like, "Get approved." We'll let this clearly insane fella, we'll let him out. Yeah.
Boys, when he meets him on the beach and all?
Yeah.
Ah, me heart, boys. Honestly. Honestly. Serious. Boys, I wanted to cry. I'm not messing. I wanted to cry.
So you had an idea about the poster, what he was doing?
Yeah, I was kind of clicking because it was like the little yoke now.
So was that big reveal for you when he throws the little stone?
And it goes through the poster.
Yeah. I seen it, boys, because I was watching it and I was like, this is exactly what's happening. The stones were on the window.
That's one of the great surprises in cinema.
When it echoes.
But obviously, yous have seen it a long time ago. I'm after watching it at nearly 30 years of age, so I reckon that plays a big part, like, of kind of clicking. Huh. How long is the film out? When did that come out?
1994, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Come out the same year as Forrest Gump.
So like, how old would you have both been young watching that?
No, I probably would have watched it when I was
about 8 or 9, I think, the first time I seen it.
I would have been older. I was still surprised by the poster.
Well, yeah, I was clicking it. When he's not in the cell, the poster's on the wall, the stones are there. I could see it happening, do you get me? But it, still, when he throws it and the hole is there and you're kind of like, oh my God, he's actually at the getting out, like, you know what I mean? I started that yoke last night as well, the forced inside out.
Inside out, yeah. About the emotions.
Felt sick watching it. I was like, this is fucking shite, man. I don't like anything that's too chaotic. You know the way all the emotions are roaring at each other in all the few minutes? Like, I ain't gonna wreck the place.
I'm not watching something that I'm living in.
No, I got it. Don't get it twisted. I was looking at it going, that's my head, yeah. You said he don't piss in the shower, angry, sad. Everything get me. I'm like, yeah, there's a load of shite, boys.
So, what are we gonna do now? Do we just stop, like?
No, there's plenty he hasn't seen.
Yeah, but, like, what do we do, like?
What were the other ones he was supposed to watch?
I don't know. I'm finished now. It's completed.
I watched John Keel, bro.
He's just watching that with Denzel Washington.
No, he told me to watch John Keel.
No, I didn't.
Bro, you're a million percent on.
Ryan O'Brien told you to watch John Keel.
Episode. No, you did as well, bro.
I don't know what John Keel is.
Denzel?
Nope.
He'll tell me to watch
John Ryan Q. told you to watch John Q.
I told you to watch Training Day and you watched 20 minutes and came back and told me you had watched Training Day.
Wasn't a fan, but I think I was buying nothing on the equaliser, bro. Nothing on it. But here, if you haven't seen John Q, watch it.
Yeah. He seen a clip on TikTok of Shutter Island and he rang me and he goes, do you remember I was in Shutter Island when I was in the matter? Why was that again? So I had to explain the whole plot of Shutter Island to him. From start to finish. Yeah. Even the plot twist. And he was like, that sounds like a lethal film. I was like, no point watching it now, like.
I forgot why he said I was in Shutter Island. Do you get me? I was just seeing the clip and I was like, remember he said I was in that? Why was he there?
Good plot twist, though.
Yeah, it was a good plot twist for me in the matter when he had me on the mad board.
Right. Terry, you know IMDb, the Internet Movie Database?
Yo, bro, yeah, 7.7.
What?
Shawshank?
Shawshank? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, it's there's There's a list here, the IMDb top 250. Where do you think Shawshank is on it?
Obviously one.
Yep. 9.3.
Nothing's going to come close. Sorry, I got 7.7. Will I told me to watch a film. The go, what's number? Give me the top 5 on, will you?
Shawshank?
The Gladiator, he told you to watch.
No, no.
The Godfather is number 2.
Haven't seen The Godfather.
The Dark Knight is number 3. The Godfather Part 2 is number 4. And 12 Angry Men is number 5.
Haven't seen that in there, but The Shawshank, bro.
Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
The Dark Knight is deadly.
Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
You tried it, you're not into it.
I think I've seen it, yeah.
You tried it, because you told me before, like, this, that was showing, and I didn't get into it.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't think I was into it.
That's number 8 in the list there.
What's your top 10? Give us the 6 to 10.
6, Schindler's List. 7, The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. 8, Pulp Fiction. 9, Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring. And 10, The Good, the Bad and the Ugly.
I've seen one. It's the number 1.
These would be kind of the most popular films rather than the most, I suppose, highly rated by critics.
Lord of the Rings and all that, boys.
The deadly, Terry. I'm telling you.
Much for me, bro.
The deadly, bro.
Same with Harry Potter and all, boys. They're all a little bit much for me, then. And then they make a ganzy load of them.
That's because they're so good.
So if you haven't watched them, like, you have a big catch-up on your ass, you get me?
Well, you're afraid to let your imagination run wild, bro.
Sometimes I can, and then some, like, when I'm looking at the young play, because he's real. He's at home and all, and then he goes into the school and they put him on a sweeping brush and he's bleeding, hitting the golden ball over the bar and all. I'm like, come on, like, that's not real.
All right, do you want a question?
Well, yeah.
With the equaliser, some fella who's walking and bleeding, Super Value stacking shelves, is going around taking the law into his own hands and not getting caught.
Boys, it could, but the thing is, it could be real. There could be someone out there like that, boys, and we just don't know. Oh, there could be.
Yeah, there could be.
There's no young fella flying around on a sweeping brush in Dawes S3 flats hitting the golden ball.
There's no aliens chasing you and eating you for making a sound either.
That's fair, bro, but they could come.
Come here, how do you know he doesn't do a bit of Reiki and start taking off in the sweeping brush? You know what I mean?
Boys, I don't know. I'm not into it, yeah.
Right, the first one now, it's changed since it was sent, but from Lizzie and Stuart. It says, me and my husband are avid listeners. Look forward to the podcast, especially the bonus episode. She says, it's Saturday night. Me and the husband are sitting in having a few drinks and decided to put on The Deepest Breath to see what is so brilliant that Terry loves it so much. It's good, but it ain't got nothing on The Shawshank.
Whoa.
Please tell the Terrence fella to stop making a gangster movie out of a movie that has nothing to do with gangsters. Does he not trust his fans? He is legit driving me nuts. And there's a PS. Lizzie and Stewart say they are willing to kidnap Terrence, tie him to a chair in their gaff and make him watch it. Won't be necessary now, but there
you go. No, won't be. I still have a pain in my chest, bro. He went at me a couple of times there, didn't he?
I don't disagree with that they said.
Lizzie and Stewart are on smoke, boys. Relax, will you, Statibius? Relax.
You said to watch it.
I had to watch it. They're going to get right into this episode and hear I'm at to watch it, and then that's going to get bled out.
Do you know what we haven't had in a long time, Terry? Nicknames.
I've one for you here from Adam from Cork. Says there's a fella he used to work with in a factory. Everyone called him ET because all he ever wanted to do was go home.
Like, yeah. See, they're the good ones. I like the little sharp ones, the big fucking long ones that they on my head in, boys.
It was a fella.
ET was a crack guy.
A fella they walked with and they called him Contagious because if you asked him to do anything, take the Contagious.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Darren from Sligo says, with the Olympics coming up soon, what Olympic sport would you think would be the easiest to win with 4 years of training and you start with zero experience?
The walking race.
Yeah.
Ah, we'd end up running. Be hard to stay walking, wouldn't it? You know, when you get to a certain pace, well, I'm like, just run. Do you get me?
Do you ever see them? They'd be wearing suits for like aerodynamics and all. You're walking, mate. How much resistance are you getting walking? Like, fuck off.
Is that really in it, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, boys. Yeah, I mean, I've seen people who wear.
Do you wear?
Yeah.
The big hips and all, snake hips on them and all. Yeah. Some hoop.
Yeah.
What else is in it? Any good Olympics? Don't they change 3 sports every year? They take 3 out and put 3 in. Depending on what country they're in, like skateboarding's in it and all now.
Ah, but skateboarding's cool, bro. If you're good at skateboarding,
bro, it's childish.
All skateboarders watch Harry Potter.
I don't disagree with that statement.
But it's very fucking impressive, bro. And the amount of injuries, it's actually not worth the fun you're going to have.
GB put out that team and they're sending over two girls. One's like 12, one's 14. And they're sending over a 50-year-old fella. They're on the same team. How'd that happen?
What'd be the easiest to win on? Probably running, would it be? 4 years training to run, you know?
Yeah, good luck with that.
No.
Would you never be even close? But what would you get close to then?
That's what I'm saying. What do you think you get close to?
Like, we have to get to the level of an Olympic athlete or whatever in 4 years. We're never ever doing that, are we?
Walking, bro.
I have one in mind that I'm pretty sure people have picked up and haven't never done before and made it to the Olympics. Basically, you want to find one that requires minimal skill and it's all about strength and endurance.
Javelin, you were on about. Or swinging the yoke.
Maybe they'd be similar. I haven't heard that.
See, I do forget. And then the Olympics comes on, you turn on the telly, you're fucking half faint, you're watching bleeding horses dancing, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. What's that called again?
Dressage.
Dressage. Lethal. That's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen in
what
life.
What is that?
The horses dancing. Horses dance.
Oh, you were serious, yeah?
I promise you, they dance. Owen, horses do be doing the moonwalk and all. I promise you. And I'm like, how are you getting a medal for that? That horse is lethal. The horse doing smooth criminal and all, not about it doing the lean like fucking Michael Jackson. And look, Owen's nodding. He hasn't once said I'm lying here.
Nope.
Yeah, that's mad, boys. I've never even heard of that.
Lethal?
Mad.
I don't know how you teach a horse to do that, so I don't understand why you get the credit for it. Like, the horse is doing
moves. Oh, he's never mad into the Olympics or anything, though. When the boxing is on, I'll watch it. And
yeah, but then in the build up to the boxing, I don't get why they do them all. Like, sometimes they do them in clusters, so like the 100 metres, 200 metres, 400 metres, all the running's on that. Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's all running, then all swimming. But sometimes, like, you get boxing's on, then you get like the shot put, and then you have like a mad fucking sport that you've never heard of. You know what I mean? Like Olympic handball or something would be on.
When it's on, boys, I'm not a big fan of running and all, but when the running's on, boys, I'm like, how am I not a super fan of this?
Yeah.
It's lethal to watch.
Look at all the fucking Irish in the, what's that, the European Championships that's had to be on? I was invested in that. Do you know what I mean? What sport are you picking?
Running.
What running?
Sprint.
Like the 100, 200 metre, 400 metre, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I don't think I'm going to win any of them before you're training. If these are training the whole life, but I think if you give me 4 years of running, I'd be the best. I'd be the closest to being the best at that.
It seems your best bets are, yeah, the hammer throw.
Yeah.
That could be good. And then I think rowing.
Yeah, but you have to, the trade off, you have to be really light and really strong. Like I would, yeah. I'd be a shite rower. I can row, I can go fast, but like in terms of getting into a boat, I'm weighing the boat down.
Maybe.
I thought that by looking at that, I was saying that's a cunt of a sport.
I mean, there's skill involved, but not the level of skill that I think you'd have to be playing it from a young age. You could pick it up.
Maybe it just looks hard.
All
than
the
rowers
in Ireland fuming.
Yeah. No, but I don't
I'm
know.
Pretty sure there was the last Olympics or maybe the Olympics before that, there was a woman rowing for Great Britain and she was, she had like just responded to an ad saying we need
rowers.
People of certain fitness levels. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's never going to happen.
There are people who have won Olympic medals, haven't picked up rowing.
Deontay Wilde, that was only boxing a wet day, and he won bronze in the Olympics.
That's not.
Yeah, but that's so rare, boys.
It happens.
That's a
one. I can't believe you're picking running.
Boy, I'm not getting into a ring with any of them, boys.
Yeah, but like, there's easier sports, what do you mean? They, like, you could say that, better chance in that than breaking, bleeding 10 seconds and running.
I'm looking at a BBC article here where they answer this question and it does seem to settle on walking as the best one.
Yeah.
You're walking all your life. You're walking since you're like 18 months. And that's late. People are walking since I've fought at one.
But I'm quick enough as well, boys, now and then. You think of 4 years training.
How quick do you reckon you can do 100 metres?
Do you know what? I was
Remember, did we not have this before? Someone else was saying that they could do it, yeah.
I was talking to Mossy about this only a few months ago. Saying, I want to test my 100 metre sprint now. And then, like, see in a few months or whatever. Haven't done it yet. I don't know. The Olympic time is 9:57 or something.
That's a world record. That's
A world. The average is probably what?
I think it's
11.
I think to get to the Olympics, it's like 11 or 12. But, like, to go from 10 to 11.
I know.
That's like going from the top
1,000
in the world to 10,000, then, you know what I mean?
Do you reckon I could do a 15 second, 18 second now?
18 seconds, yeah.
15 seconds.
We'll test it.
Yeah.
Would that be, is that like mad to say? I don't know what's mad to say in that. I feel like I'm fast enough.
I think you think you're quicker than you are.
You think this about everything.
That's very possible, yeah. You thought you could hold in the wind.
No, but
we don't need to.
No, but you know, no,
don't
bro.
Bring that back up.
You know, no, but yes, I'm fast, boys. I'm fast.
Yeah. Sound 30. That's it for this week's episode of Talk More Bollocks. Send in any questions, dilemmas, sports you think you'd be good at in 4 years to go talk them.
Bollocks at goloudnow.com.
If they put outros as an Olympic sport, I'd still be shy at it in 4 years.
Well, we're doing it for you, and we're still shy at what we do. We do a podcast, and we just stood there away, shall we?
Knock this off. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your wits in it now. Tell your body okay. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that. The hypnotic.